earlier today, State House and Senate Committee on Redistricting getting underway with some procedural votes before the actual redistricting process begins later on this month, or before the maps are revealed. I guess the redistricting process is definitely already underway. What do North Carolinians think about the redistricting process? What do they think about the General Assembly, Roy Cooper, Donald Trump, healthcare, and more? Public Policy Polling just released the latest survey they conducted of North Carolina voters. And joining us now to discuss it from Public Policy Polling is Jim Williams. Jim, how are you?
I'm doing well, Aaron. Thanks for having me.
So let's start up top. Redistricting is on a lot of people's minds today with the House and Senate committees meeting. Where do North Carolinians stand on the redistricting issue, and what do they want to see?
That's right. There continues to be a strong bipartisan consensus in support of nonpartisan redistricting in North Carolina. 56% of voters support that. Just 14% are opposed to nonpartisan redistricting. That's true among independents, who are 63-10 in favor, Democrats 53-17 in favor, even Republicans 55-15 are in favor of shifting the redistricting model into a nonpartisan fashion.
Is this something that voters feel, and I know every time we do a survey about redistricting, I always have the same question, because this is my pet issue, but I don't know if it's anyone else's. Do voters feel strongly enough about this that this might affect who they vote for in 2018?
That's a good question. I think voters have a sense, particularly Democrats have had a sense in North Carolina for some time now that the lines are a little bit rigged against them. If you're paying attention, you can kind of see that. And what we're starting to see is that 57% of Democrats say that they're very excited to vote in the election next year. And only 47% of Republicans say that. So if Democrats can keep that enthusiasm going, whether that's from opposition to Trump or wanting to change these rules to make them a little more fair, those are all good things for Democrats.
And that's something that could move the dial. And I know also from this survey, just the generic legislative ballot for November 2018, Democrats have a lead there of 46-40. But just to give people a sense of how significant the district map is, I know we've talked about this before, where Republicans, even though the state is pretty evenly divided, 50-50, Republicans have a veto-proof majority in both houses. And in order for Democrats just to overcome the veto-proof majority, let alone retaking the House or the Senate, they would have to win this election by a really significant margin statewide. So looking at this poll, it's a 6-point lead, 46-40 on the generic ballot for next November. What would that, the way the map currently stands, what would that translate into in terms of picking up or losing seats?
You definitely see some pickup. I think if we stay in the high single digits in terms of an advantage for Democrats, that would probably put us definitely into that place where we can break that veto-proof majority. Whether or not we would retake the chamber remains to be seen.
Speaking with Jim Williams of Public Policy Polling, and if you're listening out there, you want more numbers, publicpolicypolling.com is the website. You can go on there and get the full survey. We're hitting the highlights. We're not going to be able to get to everything, and a lot of really, really good numbers here from this survey, so check it out online. Moving to the state of the General Assembly and Governor Roy Cooper, who's now half a year plus into his first term as governor, his first year as governor, where do voters stand with regard to the General Assembly, and where do they stand on Cooper?
That's right. Roy Cooper's doing well, especially compared to the last two governors that we had. He's got a 48% job approval rating, just 33% disapprove. And that's good for him, especially compared to where Pat McCrory and Bev Perdue were 7 months into their terms. Pat McCrory was at 39 approve, 51 disapprove in his first August of being governor, and Bev Perdue was down at 27% approve, 52% approve. So that is good news for Roy Cooper. As far as the legislature goes, we talked about the generic ballot. The popularity of the General Assembly is not good. 18% of voters approve of the job the General Assembly is doing, 58% disapprove. And while Democrats aren't exactly popular, they're at 37 favorability, 46 unfavorable. They're doing a lot better than Republicans, who are at 32% favorable, 55 unfavorable.
These are all pretty good numbers for Democrats, and this is in a state where, at least according to this survey, Donald Trump's actually doing a little bit better in terms of popularity than he is nationwide, although the nationwide numbers are really low, and they're still pretty low in North Carolina, not quite as low as we've seen in national surveys, right?
Yeah, when Donald Trump has a 44% approval rating in North Carolina right now, 50% disapproved. And only 37% of voters in North Carolina think that Trump has succeeded in making America great again. Well, 52% don't agree there. And by a 49-45 margin, North Carolinians say they wish they could have Barack Obama back as president, compared to just 45% who would like to keep Donald Trump.
And how are these numbers moving? I know this is where things stand right now, but how does this compare to like a month ago, 2 months ago?
Donald Trump has been slowly tracking downward, not just in North Carolina, but also nationally. And so we find every month or so he goes down a point or two. So he's still drifting downward.
And as we're wrapping up this conversation, Jim, I know there's a lot that we haven't been able to get to, but what are the other key numbers from this survey?
Yeah, I wanted to touch on a recent controversy that the General Assembly has opened up. We find strong bipartisan opposition to cuts that the General Assembly made in the budget to the North Carolina Department of Justice. Only 18% of voters support there was a $10 million cut that's been made. 60% are opposed to those cuts, and that has bipartisan consensus across the political spectrum. Concern about those cuts is fueled by a sense that they'll have the effect of making the state less safe. 59% of voters think that the outcome of those cuts to the state DOJ will make the state less safe. And also, you know, voters are viewing this as a political move, too. 46% of voters, a plurality of voters, think that Republicans in the General Assembly made those cuts because the Attorney General is a Democrat. And only 21% think that they did it because they actually believe it's good for the state.
Again, publicpolicypolling.com is the website. Go there and get a lot more numbers from this survey. It just got released earlier this week, yesterday, in fact, of North Carolina voters. Jim Williams, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.